WDR Mobile.
Hey, Tom, how you doing today? It's 4DJC.
Just how in the world did you know I was out here sandbagging, Jerry? This is 0TR Mobile. We're at Edwards Road in Wade Hampton. We're doing pretty good. Just left Walmart. Filled up with some push water for $2.89 a gallon. Thank you, Mr. Biden. And then we stopped at Aldi's, and I don't know what we spent there, whatever. If you put it on a credit card, you don't have to pay it, Jerry.
Yeah, I've never been in an Aldi's, although I've heard a lot of things about them. We've got a couple of them here in town, but we just don't buy that much groceries anyway, Tom, and we kind of do the same thing about every week anyway, so we just don't do a lot of, well, I cook outside a good bit. We do a little bit of indoor cooking, but not as much in the summertime as we do the wintertime. But we don't buy a ton of groceries like a lot of folks do. It just doesn't take a lot for us.
Now, I don't know, say fortunately or unfortunately, we do. Bernice likes to bake, and we like to share with folks, so she's all the time. Now, I think she's going to make that French apple pie today. Oh, them's good. But I'll just eat one piece of it usually, and then Bernice one, we'll give it to the neighbors. Sometimes we'll save one for the evening, too. It's a different kind of apple pie, but it's really good. But I kind of had that on the menu for a few days, and normally I just mention something and she makes it, but at any rate, I talked to Bill for a little while. He's working at home. I talked to Rusty, and there was a couple others. Now, Patrick was on here for a short time. He was a little scratchy up where he was at. But having a pretty good day, Jerry. I would say this about Aldi's. I have two of their cookies every morning, which are about an inch in diameter. And they look sort of like an Oreo, but they're not horribly sweet like that. They're German. And we'll buy about 12 packages whenever they have them in and just stick them in the cabinet. And when I wake up in the morning and brush my teeth, I have two of those cookies religiously and a cup of coffee.
I don't have to, but I kind of keep an eye on my carbs and that sort of thing because I had an issue with blood sugar. That's been probably 15 years ago or so now. I lost a bunch of weight, and I still keep an eye on it religiously. I was borderline type 2 diabetic, and didn't want to start down that road, so I lost about 60 pounds. And yeah, I don't exercise as much now as I used to, but I still watch my carbs and don't eat much refined sugar stuff. Every once in a while, I have to have a piece of cake. I don't eat any ice cream or anything like that anymore. I take it back very seldom, do I? And, I'll have a couple of small muffins or something like that every once in a while, or some pastries occasionally, but I just really had to watch. Well, like I said, I keep an eye on it anyway, because that's one road I don't want to have to go down in for DJC Friday.
I on my carbs, too. I don't know whether we got a 2-barrel or a 4-barrel on this one anymore, Jerry. It's been too long since I looked that up. But other than that, I don't know what a carb is. I think I gave mine to the Salvation Army a long time ago.
When your A1C's up in the 7 range, you'll learn what one is in a hurry before you start having to take insulin. I just didn't want to go down that deal. But, I need to go in one. We got one here close by, but we go to Walmart a couple of times a week. Like I said, we just don't buy much at a time. The whole time we buy anything to amount to anything is when the grandkids are coming over, the kids are coming over after being out on the boat down at Portland all day. We'll fix some tacos or something like that for them. And when the grandkids are here, we have to keep them supplied and put plenty of some snacks and goodies. But we don't, both of us watch what we eat pretty closely. And if you've ever had a weight problem, I never had one until I started in sales for a living, and I was driving and eating and wasn't doing a lot of exercise. Once you get it off, you sure as heck don't want to put it back on again.
or mobile. I'm into that, and kudos to you for watching that. My neighbor had to start watching it late in life, and so we had to stop taking stuff over to him. He loved Bernice's bacon. But I actually, my blood sugar, I don't know, I think I could drink a cup of hot chocolate and eat a cookie, and it'd still be around 99 to 100. So thank God for that. That's about the only thing that hasn't fallen apart yet. But my brother had hypoglycemia, which is kind of the reciprocal of...
Diabetic.
Oh, I guess. I don't know. But at any rate, he can feel kind of ill, you know, when his blood sugar got low. And he had to watch. He ate a lot of protein, I think. I eat mostly seafood. Anything I see, I eat, Jerry.
Take over your time. I could do that and not gain an ounce. But I was, when I was in manufacturing, I was out on the floor all day long, walking all the time. I'd probably walk, if you put a measurement, I'd probably walk 7 or 8 miles every day. And that tends to keep weight off of you. And, you know, when you walk like that, my father-in-law was a mailman, and he walked. He had to have a lot of carbs because he had to walk a lot, too. He'd give out if he didn't have them. But when I stopped that high activity level, I started putting on some weight, and it didn't take me long to get it off once I made my mind up. I just quit eating like that. But, I just keep an eye on it. It, you know, once I got it off, I've kept it off for about 15 years now. And, I just got a point where I don't eat as much at one time. And, but you know, like you say, you know, you can still have low blood sugar. You don't necessarily have to have a problem to do that. Some people like that, and some people are more susceptible to type 2 diabetes. But once you get that weight on, you just don't have them. That insulin resistance just kicks in. If you don't get that weight off, you're never gonna get, you know, stop it. But type 2 can be reversed. That's the only one that can.
This is Andrew LTR. Well, Bernice, she makes very healthy meals, a lot of greens and vegetables and stuff, and we don't eat near as big a helpings or anything anymore, Jerry. So when I was younger, I was like you. I had to take care of 300,000 square feet of machine shop, and there were just two of us that were electricians, and that involved a lot of climbing, too, because I had, I don't know how many overhead cranes to take care of, but lots. And then they moved a structural shop up there, and I had to take care of another, probably 50,000-60,000 square feet. And I also had to go across to the Pine Building, which was another 30,000 square feet. So I did a lot of walking. But I was always kind of the small guy. Everybody, all the girls in my family were obese. And my brother and I were the lucky ones. We could eat about anything we wanted and never gain a pound. But I do now. But I stay around 178, along in that area. I weigh every day. And I'm blessed with a wonderful chef, I guess you'd say, Jerry.
Our downfall when we were having issues with it was just sugar soft drinks. We just cut those things out, and we don't have them anymore at all. And you know, I drink a beer every once in a while, and that's about it. But I don't. You know, I just stay away from sugar soft drinks. I may have a small one occasionally, but it's just, you know, that's like, that's just about, you know, having that much, even if it's only 30 or 40 carbs, it's a shock to your system if you're not accustomed to it. So I have to just do, what we started doing, just do everything in moderation, and it worked out very well. But sugar soft drinks, you know, back in years ago, you had a little one of those small Cokes or something like that, but nowadays they give these gigantic ones, and yeah, that's enough. That's got enough calories in it for a full meal.
160 to 180, to be exact, Jerry. We were at Walmart just now, and I bought the first Sprite I bought in, well, I think I bought one maybe last month or a month before. But they are big plastic bottles, and Bernice took a couple of sips of it. I took three ibuprofens this morning for the back pain and the foot pain, and I usually don't. I'll take two once in a while because I got other stuff for that. But it was hurting, and I thought, well, we're going out shopping. I'll take three, and Bob does, but Bob's tough, ND7J. But I think he takes three or four at a time. But they'll run your liver. And then if at nighttime I take two Tylenols before I go to bed, and then I get up during the night about 4 o'clock and take two more. So that's 2,000 milligrams of that, but you can take up to four. And I just shouldn't have took those three, so I bought a Sprite, and it tends to settle your stomach stone. Well, we're going to go home, and I watered the chickens. I got to go check their feed and gather some eggs. It's starting to cloud up here. I guess we're going to get some of that storm coming up from Houston, a little bit of the effects of it anyways, Jerry. This is N0TR.
He was here today, has been every, since this morning. I think we got about a 50% chance of rain after about 5 or 6 o'clock today. So I'm not really sure how, you know, whether it's going to rain. I hope it holds off for another day because we're doing a little work outside today. But the time I let you go, I can run back downstairs here in a minute. My wife is outside doing some trimming of the shrubbery out front, and I better go down there and keep an eye on her. She don't want me, she won't let me handle the clippers. She said I don't do it right, but she also says I do it wrong on purpose, so I don't have to do it. But you know how that goes sometimes. You and Bernice have a good afternoon. I'll talk to you a little later on today, hopefully, but be safe, and we'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TR and 4DJC.
Hi, Jerry, and you have a nice day.
And that's Miss Bernice. Yeah, we're just about a block from home going down the big hill, Jerry. Great to hear you. Maybe I'll catch you later this afternoon. And we got a little bit of outside work to do, although I did mow the grass yesterday. And I'm glad that's out of the way. Upstairs or downstairs, Bernice?
Downstairs.
73's Jerry, N4DJC, N0TR.